AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So top three stories here for you. One person was killed after being hit by a train on Scenic Highway today. According to the police, apparently they were on their phone. They didn't see what was, weren't paying attention. That's just horrendous, horrific story right there. But it doesn't get any better. CDC has revised their drug overdose statements for 2021. Their final report has come out. Instead of 107,000 drug overdose deaths, it was 106,699. So over 106,000 drug overdose deaths in 2021. Pretty much every really hard drug had a spike in deaths. Fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, all spiked in drug overdose deaths in 2021. And then finally, the death toll from the cold and the snow up north is rising. At least 50 people have died in the cold and the snow. Horrific stories coming out of like Erie, Pennsylvania, where people were buried or being found buried in their car, like buried under the snow in the car. They were trapped in their vehicle. The snow just kept coming down. Buffalo today has 89% of their flights canceled. Southwest Airlines, 69% of all of their flights nationwide have been canceled. 69%. Wow. It just continues to go up. Total cancellations for today, 3,816. Flight delays, 7,143. And there is, and so with that, you know, it's just creating, and look, a lot of these flights that are being canceled today or delayed were flights that were already canceled yesterday. I actually know somebody who has been stuck, basically, they haven't been at the airport because the airline has given them vouchers for hotels. So they haven't been stuck at the airport, but they've been stuck in that city for going on 3 days now. Like they've missed Christmas with the family and, you know, Christmas, they were supposed to be there the day before Christmas Eve. They're still stuck there. The last I checked earlier today. And so a lot of these flights are getting canceled and delayed. Are flights that were makeup flights for the ones that were canceled and delayed for the previous few days, you know? Then, now you just heard Joe just talking about it there just a minute ago. He was saying that they're getting another foot today. Oh my goodness. Another foot. That's horrific. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No delays to report throughout Pensacola. On I-10 and I-110, we are checking in clear, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. Nothing to slow you down. And 98, Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in without any major slowdowns. And our bridges, the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, are running smoothly in both directions. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Right now, it's, let's see, 45 degrees, so temperatures dropping here, going to be in the low in the upper 30s tonight, but then it's going to warm up to the mid-50s tomorrow, and then by the end of the weekend, 70s, but thunderstorms. So, but, hey, at least we'll be back up to the 70s, and at least we don't have all that nastiness that they're getting down there or up there. Up north. Good question here, Texter. I wonder how all these electric vehicles are doing during this cold and all the snow. Actually, there's a viral story going on foxnews.com where a Tesla owner is thinking about filing a lawsuit. I'm like, you can't, dude. You know what you got. Like, if you don't know what you're getting with an electric car, that's on you. Like, stop suing people because you're ignorant. This is the way I'm starting to feel about people. But he's wanting to sue Tesla because it was so cold, his vehicle wouldn't charge. The battery wouldn't take a charge. And so he had to cancel his Christmas plans because his car wouldn't charge. I'm like, yeah, that's part of the, like, there's just, that's why Toyota, unless GM or Ford changes their strategy sometime in the next 3 to 5 years, Toyota is going to be they're going to be the new GM. They're going to be the mega automobile manufacturer who just dominates the market. Because Toyota has stated over and over again, they are not all in on the electric vehicle thing. Which is funny because if you remember, Toyota is the one that's basically helped usher in the electric vehicle era with their the Prius. I mean, the Prius for the longest time was the hybrid vehicle on the road. It was the one. And then everybody else started following suit after a while. But Toyota says we are not all in on doing 100% electric. And they've even warned manufacturers who are wanting to do that it's going to be bad for them. This is another prime example. We saw it with the hurricanes where people who had electric vehicles weren't able to really evacuate, didn't feel comfortable evacuating because they're afraid they get stuck. And then what are you going to do to charge your vehicle? Now we're seeing it with the snowstorm, that with the extreme cold, the batteries won't charge in the cold. So it's not the future of transportation. And I like electric vehicles. I have to reiterate, I'm not anti-electric vehicle, but I am an anti-electric vehicle being the main transportation for vehicles, being the replacement. It's not the future. There's too many problems with it. And then, oh my goodness, there was another report that just came out recently pertaining to the source of the cobalt that makes these electric vehicle batteries. We've mentioned it before. We do not, in the United States, we do not have this mineral, this resource abundant here in our country. So we have to rely on imports in order to bring it in. But now we're starting to find out more and more that it's like slave labor, horrific working conditions for workers in some of these other countries to mine this material. And it just goes on and on. It's not the future. It's been forced upon us by government. And boy, we could go into a whole explanation about why and how, but they did. Basically, government picked the winners and losers. This is something I've kept up with from the beginning because I like alternative fuel. I like alternative transportation. I like these things. So I always kept up with the news of these. And I just remember being stunned when it actually was under George W. Bush. He started implementing vehicle vouchers. If you purchase an electric vehicle or a hybrid, you could get this big, massive voucher to offset the higher price of the vehicle. And it was in order to try to flood the market and get enough of the vehicles in the market that people were comfortable with them and comfortable with the idea of them. And then eventually they could get rid of the vouchers. And that's where we're at now. The government picked the winner and loser. You didn't get a voucher if you bought a natural gas powered vehicle. You didn't get a voucher if you bought a propane powered vehicle. You didn't get a voucher if you bought a nitrogen powered vehicle. Only if it was electric. That is how government picks winners and losers. That's how they picked the winner in this battle and this race of alternative fueled vehicles. And we're going to face the consequences of it, which is going to be in a few months. I mean, a few years. They're going to go, oops. We need to open up some sort of free market system to find a different alternative fueled vehicle. And then they're going to have to go back to the drawing board. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next, Top Trending News.
New York is getting muddy out. There's LA, but it's always kind of sunny out. And I don't wanna hurt no more. So I set my bar real low. I'm A-okay. You say it, but you just don't need it.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news. Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. Holiday deliveries being delayed by the massive storm. UPS reported having service outages in four states today. Some areas of Michigan, New York, Indiana, and Ohio not seeing pickups or deliveries. FedEx also alerting customers about substantial disruptions at its Memphis and Indianapolis hubs. The failed GOP candidate for governor of Arizona facing possible sanctions for contesting her election loss. The Arizona Secretary of State's office and Maricopa County want sanctions against Carrie Lake and her lawyers. The move comes after a county judge tossed out Lake's claims of election sabotage. A voter-approved gun background check law could go into effect next week in Oregon. A judge says he'll decide by next Tuesday whether to lift his ban on the new law. Voters approved the plan to require all background checks be completed before guns can be sold. And finally, Avatar, The Way of Water, making big waves at the box office. $56 million in the second weekend of release in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second was Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, with just over $11 million. Bobby?
Yeah, I saw that. I was surprised that Avatar still stuck. I didn't think it was going to be number one this weekend. I actually thought it might even drop down to third, but no, it's still pretty good. So kind of surprised to see that one as well. Gracie, did you go see the new Puss in Boots?
I did not do that this weekend, but I'll see it when it comes out on like streaming, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think that's more of a streaming one too. Avatar's probably one that, movie theater one, right? Avatar 2 is probably a movie theater type one. Puss in Boots, probably more like, yeah, just wait for DVD or digital download or something like that. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
The roads are not busy at all right now with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Really nothing to slow you down on Highway 29 as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley also checking in without delays. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got an update for you as it pertains to the holiday sales that comes up next. Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Well, right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the holiday sales was up 7.6%. And the Associated Press article, and this is why you just know, I mean, I'm sorry, just going to say it. If this comes out mean, I'm sorry, this is just truth. This is how you know reporters are stupid nowadays. The Associated Press put out their headline, holiday sales are up 7.6% despite inflation pressures. And then the very first line says inflation is up 8.5% compared to a year ago. Despite that, holiday sales are up 7.6%. What do you, think about it. If people bought exactly the same stuff for the holidays this year that they did last year, exactly the same stuff, then holiday sales would have been up 8.5% because inflation's up 8.5%. So it went up 7.6%, nearly a full percentage lower than inflation rate was. Therefore, that means Americans bought at least 1% less stuff than what they bought last year. So actually, holiday sales being up 7.6% was actually holiday sales dropped this year compared to last year. Not the dollar amount. The dollar amount did go up, but the actual amount of product, of stuff purchased, dropped. It's just, it's like simple math. But they try to make it like, hey, despite economic pressures, despite inflation pressures, people are still buying stuff. Like, yeah, people are still buying stuff, but they're buying less. No, they're not. Sales went up. Like, everything went up. 8.5%. I mean, what do you expect? Holiday sales go down 7.6%. Do you know what that means? That means that we would actually have purchased nearly 20% less goods. Like, that would have been a major recession, major depression, if we dropped that much. I don't get them. I don't get them. And they write for the Associated Press. That's cool right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. 45 degrees here in the Pensacola area now. 43, sorry, dropping steadily. Going to be dropping about 5 more degrees for the night. And by the morning, it'll be about 38. And then it'll warm up to the mid to upper 50s tomorrow. And then by the end of the week, I mean, by Thursday, we're going to be, you know, getting close to 70 by Thursday. And then over the weekend, it'll be in the 70s, but it'll be thunderstorms. Let's see here. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We are also about, let me do a little refresh here, 3,851 flight cancellations for today. It's just craziness. And now you heard right there, Joe Ford was talking about a little bit earlier, they're going to get another foot of snow in the Buffalo area. So that's just going to create even more cancellations. So, oh boy. There is, well, let me get top three stories here. So the death toll, unfortunately, is also rising because of this cold and snow. Up to 50 now have died because of complications with the snow or the cold. Some people being found in their vehicles. Some people had heart attacks and EMS was not able to get to them. Then 106,000, that's the new number from the FDA of drug overdoses in 2021 in their final report. And pretty much every major category of drugs, heroin, cocaine, fentanyl, had spikes in drug overdose deaths last year. And then one person was killed, hit by a train here on Scenic Highway in Pensacola. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Monday Night Football coming up at 7:15 on ESPN. The Chargers take on the Indianapolis Colts. And NBA is underway right now. Brooklyn Nets are beating the Cleveland Cavs 38-29. That game's on NBA TV. Tie game between the Clippers and the Detroit Pistons at 36 apiece. And the game just tipped off between the Heat and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Then coming up tonight at 9 o'clock on NBA TV is the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Portland Trailblazers. NCAA football, earlier today we had a bowl game where New Mexico State Aggies beat Bowling Green 24-19. Then, where did that go? And that's about it for the major games that are going on television right now. In sports news, the big news today is the Denver Broncos went ahead and fired their head coach, Nathaniel Hackett. Season's not even over yet. Still got a couple weeks left, and they didn't want to wait. You got rid of the head coach, Nathaniel Hackett. Jerry Rosberg is taking over as the interim head coach. There are rumors. There's buzz, by the way. Sean Payton, former New Orleans Saints head coach, is already organizing his coaching staff to get back into the league. And apparently the Broncos is one of the main jobs that looks like it's coming up that he might go to. So in order for him to go there, by the way, the Saints would have to trade his rights because they still own his rights, even though he like retired as a coach. So he would have to go there. So in order for him to go there, he'd have to be traded to the Broncos. That's kind of interesting. The Eagles offensive line has taken a hit. They've lost Lane Johnson for the rest of the regular season. Mike White is going to take the start for the Jets in week 17 as they're trying to get to the playoffs. They just don't have any more confidence in Zach Wilson, their former second round pick. Carson Wentz or Heinicke, which one's going to start for the Washington Commanders? They still haven't made an announcement yet. And the Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa, is back in concussion protocol for the third time this season. That is not good. And according to sources, ex-Texas quarterback Hudson Card has entered the transfer portal. Now we know where he's going. He's headed to Purdue. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are not busy at all today, so we are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 and 90. Nothing to slow you down on Davis Highway, as well as East Olive Road, Creighton and Langley. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse is a guy in France. This actually happened in France. It was a business consulting firm that he worked for, and they fired him a few years ago, actually, because he refused to go to mandatory end-of-week parties that they threw. That's right, mandatory end of the week party. He refused to go to them. And the reason? Drinking in excess was encouraged at the parties. He don't drink. Also, apparently there was some hazing involved. Can you imagine that? It's mandatory for you to come to this party where we're going to haze you. Wait, what do you mean you're going to haze me? So he said he didn't want any part of it. He told his boss he didn't agree with their definition of fun, so they fired him because he refused to join in on the party. An appeals court sided with him this month, saying it violated his fundamental right to dignity and privacy. And if he wins the overall lawsuit, he'll win about $500,000 from it. But yeah, it's kind of jacked up. Hey, we got this little this business thing going on here. It's one thing that if that's like what they do, but it's different when it's mandatory. You have to party with us. You have to get hammered, blackout drunk, and haze one another and just be like, what? They made it mandatory? It's a business consulting firm? Like, whatever. Anyway, that's your sign of the apocalypse. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Then we'll talk about best frozen pizzas. That's next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom for a quick news update, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby, people in Western New York being urged to stay off the roads as a storm slams the Northeast, and folks over there could get even a foot more of snow here in the next day or two. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says so far more than 550 rescues have been made throughout the event, and some really interesting video from the Buffalo Bills getting back into Buffalo from Chicago. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. But a lot of snow just piled up on their cars. They had to dig their way out to get out from the stadium there. The alleged Paris shooter accused of killing three people at a Kurdish cultural center indicted today as authorities announced the 69-year-old facing charges, including murder and attempted murder. And they say the shooting was racially motivated. West Point removing Confederate statues and symbols from its campus. The military academy is kicking off the process over the holiday break to either take down or modify displays that memorialize the Confederacy. And finally, a Kentucky woman got super lucky after the white elephant gift exchange at her work office didn't go quite how she wanted it to. She had a TJ Maxx gift card, and it was ultimately stolen from her. She wound up with $25 worth of scratch-off tickets, and Bobby, it turned into $175,000.
Ooh, yeah, that's pretty nice then. That'd be a good, I could do $175,000 in a scratch-off ticket thing. Even though even if I found it on the sidewalk, I don't even know what I'd do with it. So,
well, we were talking about this last week. I mean, neither one of us know how to go play the lottery. I mean, we've never done it before.
Like,
so,
like, honestly, even with a scratch off, do you just scratch off like one or two of the
squares?
I think
you scratch all of them, don't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, getting a head nod from Gracie there. No, it's like. I don't know. There's different kinds, right?
Yeah, there's different kinds. They like cost different amount of money, and you get different like choices. And then there's like your lucky numbers that at the top. There's like, I think maybe seven or something. And then you scratch off like 15 or however many. And if you get those lucky numbers and they match up right, that's how you get the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With different prices.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just out of my wheelhouse. That one right there. So, what's your favorite frozen pizza, Joe?
I'm typically a Tombstone or DiGiorno's. Yeah. Tombstone or DiGiorno's are the usual ones that I go with.
Tombstone. I don't know if I've had Tombstone in a long time.
Oh, okay. There's also like, what's the one? It's not Tony's, but what's the one where like, it's like the rectangle or just like the rectangles. The small ones are like a dollar, but packages, not a box, but they're like smaller. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I've seen those. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
those are really good too.
Gracie, what about yourself for the best frozen pizza?
I usually get these ones. I think they're only at Walmart. I think it's the Walmart brand. It's called Sam's Choice, but they have
that's Walmart brand. Yeah,
some like crazy like there's a buffalo chicken one that's super good. There's like a bacon barbecue one, so good, and they have stuffed crust. So I always, if I'm at Walmart, which is not always, but if I'm at Walmart, I'm grabbing a couple of those.
Yeah, the Sam's Choice pizzas are pretty good. I've been very surprised by them. I mean, they're affordable too.
Not had them.
They're like $5 something. They're pretty good. I've been actually pretty impressed with some of these. They're getting some new ones out there that have like wood fired pizza.
Yeah,
brick oven pizza and stuff. They've actually been coming out with some pretty good ones like that now that you can just pop in the oven and it tastes very high class. Remember growing up when I was young, everything was like Totino's style pizza for frozen.
Totino's, that's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one you're thinking of? Yep. Yeah. No, that's gross. It's it tastes like the sauce tastes like it came out of a can.
Oh,
like it's canned tomato sauce. It's very,
stopping at the store on the way home getting me some Totino's, and I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. Can't wait.
No, that one's I will say this about, like, Totino's. It's kind of like McDonald's. Like, let's face it, McDonald's is not very good. But every now and then, you want McDonald's.
It's got a hankering, yeah.
You got a hankering, you know what I mean? Like if you're like, what's the best hamburger in the world? McDonald's isn't even anywhere close to the list. But every now and then, you're like, I need to get a McDonald's hamburger. There's something about the flavors.
It's 11 o'clock. You're driving home. You're just hungry. And the McDonald's is there. Yeah, same thing. You're at home. Yeah. There's nothing there. And then you open the freezer and you see three packages of the Totino's pizza. And you're Totino's. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what I want now. Yeah, that's why I look at Totino's. So it's like, to me, it's not good pizza. But just every now and then, you need a Totino's.
It's
You know what's a lot like Totino's? It's those pizza squares, like
pizza rolls.
Yeah, like it's like the little small things that go in the oven.
Yeah,
the pizza rolls.
Yeah.
That to me is like a little mini Totino's, like all those little pizza rolls. It has that same kind of like flavor to it, or whatever. And I like those pizza rolls. Like once again, every now and then, you're like, gotta get a pizza roll.
How do you guys feel about Hot Pockets? Yay or nay?
It's been a long. I mean, when I was 12, but.
That's how I am too. When I was younger, Hot Pockets all day long. When I was a teenager, that was that was the go-to.
Our palates have just matured so much that it's Totino's now.
Yes, look at us go.
That's right. Yeah, we have mature palates. All right, Gracie, what have we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Well, just take it in today because there's really no one on the roads this evening. I-10, I-110, not showing any slowdowns. If you are leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, you won't see anything to slow you down on Highway 90 as well as 98 bridges. The bridge, 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, checking in clear. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. According to experts, as far as the best frozen pizza goes, you've got DiGiorno's coming in numero uno. That doesn't really surprise me. But number two is Newman's Own Pizza. I don't think I've even had it. I've seen it, but I don't think I've ever had it. And then Screamin' Sicilian came in third. And you know what? Yeah, I've had some Screamin' Sicilian pizzas, and they're pretty good. Tony's comes in next, and then Red Baron came in five, and they just did the top five. But I've always liked Freschetta's. Freschetta pizza. I like that one better than DiGiorno's usually. I feel like the flavors just end up being a little bit better overall. Then you also have, there's some, I was saying that there's, I don't know what the, because I didn't really watch Stranger Things. I watched one season of it, but apparently there's one guy who's like a delivery driver. He works at a pizza place. And so some Walmarts now sell pizzas with that label on them. And I've only seen it sometimes, and I've purchased it twice. It is a good pizza. For a frozen pizza, it's like $7 or something, and it's really, it's surprisingly good. So, I don't know. I'm bringing up frozen pizzas because it seems like I've been having a lot of frozen pizza recently. Just, I don't know, just being at home a little more for the holidays, just like frozen pizza, it's easier. Let me just go with that. So, I used to always just be kind of a lock with like pepperoni or a supreme. But I've been even trying some other styles like these, like a margarita pizza or like Grace, you mentioned the buffalo chicken one.
Yeah.
For Sam's Choice. Yeah, that's a good one.
Awesome.
That's a really good one.
I also feel like when you're grocery shopping, even if frozen pizza is not on your list, you always think, okay, well, there's going to be some night that I'm not going to want to make dinner and I can keep this in the fridge for forever and it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's something that's always
that's pretty much what
freezer.
It is. Like, do we have frozen pizza in the freezer? We don't? Oh, we need to. You just need to have it in there as the default. Yeah, I agree with that too. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 3,871 flight cancellations. We started off the show with about 2,600. So we got another 1,200 flight cancellations just since we've been on the air the last 3 hours. Southwest Airlines, the biggest aggressor, 70% of their flights have been canceled today. Yeah. Yeah, they're having a bad day. It's not good if you're flying Southwest. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. You guys be safe. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.